Jacob Barnes, the kicker, and here is the kick, a line drive kick, and it's caught at the 20. Goes to the right side, that's Moses to the 25, to the 30, breaks one tackle to the 35, to the 40, again breaks a tackle to the 45, knocked out of bounds at the 47-yard line. So excellent field position there for Vian. They'll start the ball from their own 47-yard line.
Well, I tell you, Taron Moses is a 5'8 junior jitterbug. He has more stops and starts than a trolley car, and he just kept putting them moving here and there and got past Armin defenders where they're finally able to drive me out of bounds, and now they marked it down at the Vian 45-yard line.
So that's where they'll begin, first and 10 from their own 45. Garrett Willis, the starting quarterback, under center. It looks like Willis keeps it. Now that's going to be a handoff to the tailback. He goes to the Ironman territory, crosses the 50 to the 49-yard line. Looked like Dalen McWaters there on the carry.
You're absolutely right. McWaters actually carrying the ball. He's been a decoy for most of the first, well, all of the first half of the game, and his first carry, they give him 7 yards, and he's into Ironman territory, as you said, at the 48-yard line.
Second and 3 from Nowata's 48-yard line. A full moon out tonight here at Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium. Under center again is Willis, a receiver to the right side, and we're going to have movement again against Nowata, but there was also movement on the Vian offensive line, but where they pumped offside, well, they're going to say offsides against Nowata. I think one thing that Nowata has shot themselves in the foot has been penalties.
You know, we were susceptible to that all last year, of that hard count, jumping offsides. First and 10, Vian now inside the Ironman 44, about the 43-yard line.
Under center again, Garrett Willis. Willis keeps it, runs to the left, and jumps over one tackler, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Well, Garrett Willis can jump, can he?
He did on that particular play. My goodness. Picked up 6 yards, and I thought maybe he's going to get a entry in the dunk contest.
That ball's placed at the 36-yard line. It'll be second down and about 3. So, again, a pretty good start on this drive here for Vian. That started on that pretty good kickoff return. Started from their own 45. A receiver again on the right side. And there's, again, Nowata jumping off sides. And, again, that hard count, as you mentioned.
Defensive coaches are over here screaming, watch the ball. Watch the ball. First down.
Yeah, just like that, it's a first and 10 for Vian. They'll spot the ball at the 31-yard line. 10:21 to go in the first, no score.
4 offside penalties already in the game for the Ironmen.
And again, under center is Willis, and Willis is not going to go anywhere. He is stopped. He may have lost a yard to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, Lucas Owens back there getting good penetration in the backfield of the Vian Wolverines, and they're going to give him about a yard loss, make it second and 11. We've got the linesman here stopping the clock.
Looks like I think they're going to call an official stoppage of play. Not sure what the situation there. Now they got Matt Hagebush who's going to come walking down to the center of the field. And well, we've had electrical box issues. The electric is not off, thank goodness.
But they said it's very hot.
And it's been very hot. So I don't know if that is a factor or not, but what have you been smoking anyway? Well, we got lamps on. We've got, of course, our radio equipment here. We've got a lot of media here tonight covering this game here tonight. I think Tulsa World's here tonight along with the Muskogee Phoenix here tonight. We're here tonight.
We're here. We're definitely
here.
Here.
We're definitely here.
Please make an announcement that we're going to turn the scoreboard off because
they are going to
turn the scoreboard off.
They're going to turn the scoreboard off.
Well, the teams weren't using it anyway for scores. So in case you just tuned in, 10:01 to play in the third period. There is no score, and we've had a bit of an electricity problem in the stadium, and they're going to turn off the scoreboard and see if they can get it fixed.
Ron, am I turn that. I'll hit the breaker. You hit that.
Well, we're kind of listening in the background, kind of hearing what's going to be happening here, and I think the officials are going to keep the time on the field.
Hey, we've got 4th and 3, and it's at the Yarman 24-yard line. Vian with the ball.
So here we go. The handoff is run to the middle by McWaters. He gets a big hold to the 20 down to the 18-yard line, and that is enough for a first down. So that was 4th and 3, and now 1st and 10 now for the Wolverines from their own, actually from Nowata's 18-yard line. Again, the scoreboard is off, and the officials are keeping the time on the field. I think it was Clint Hallett who tried to put the breaker on fire.
Well, he stuck his
I think so.
Stuck his microphone in a bucket of water. I don't think that helped at all.
1st and 10 from the 18-yard line in Nowata's territory. Boy, Nowata almost was offsides there.
Well,
got everybody moving, and it looks like that it's going to be a false start against Vian.
And that'll be the Wolverines' first penalty of the evening.
Absolutely, you're correct. So they'll spot the ball. Actually, they had a penalty called, and that got declined.
Okay, first accepted penalty of the game for Vian. Jeez, you're getting harder to work with as we go on, Adam.
What's that?
I don't know. You're just getting harder to work with when you do that.
Why? Well, this is their first official penalty that was accepted. Let me just say that.
With that being said,
it's now 1st and 15 from the 23-yard line. We're all worried about this blackout we had here a little while ago. Under center is
ball.
And ball is loose. And I think that Vian has recovered it. Looked like McWaters there to make the recovery. But it was a bad snap between the center and Garrett Wills. So now you're looking at about 2nd down and maybe 15. Probably no gain on the play.
He maybe lost a half a yard because the ball kind of came back. You know, McWaters touched the ball consistently this half after not even getting it the first half. I wonder if that was by design, just to take the eyes and ears of the Ironman defense off of him till now.
2nd down and 15 from the 23-yard line. And a receiver down on the right side. They'll give the pitch off to Teehee, and he'll run to the 20 to the 15-yard line. Actually, that's Bodie Vann on the ball carrier, and he knocked out of bounds at the 14-yard line. It looks like we got an Ironman player on the ground shaking up.
Matthew Holland hammered Bodie Vann, knocked him out of bounds, but somebody early on in the play went down for the Ironman. He's still down. We're going to have an official's timeout.
Yeah, not sure who is the injured player for the Ironman. He's down right near the Vian sideline.
Well, for fans that were listening, we only missed 2 plays during the blackout. And I'm trying to keep stats in the dark. So you'll notice 2 little squares here are in Braille, so I could read those later.
And it's Terrell Collins who has to be helped up a little bit.
Well, he's putting weight on both feet, even though he's ginger on that one, but it's good to see him walking it off. You know what the coaches told you when you played? Oh, Adam, walk it off, walk it off.
Yeah.
Rub some dirt on it. It's a long way from
here. That is what they keep telling me.
Yeah, just rub some dirt on it and walk it off. It's a long way from your heart. That's what they used to tell me.
Hopefully it's just a cramp.
And very possible. High humidity and warm night. Players getting a little dehydrated in the action. Very possible. This is a huge play. We're in 2-down territory, 3rd and about 6 for Vian. The defense needs to rise up and get a stop right here.
So it'll be 3rd and 6 now from the, looks like the 14-yard line.
Got to go to just about this side of the 8.
Again, no score between these two squads. A ball is loose. Actually, it's picked up by the tailback. And now he'll run to the right, to the 20, to the 15, knocked out of bounds at the 12. And now a late flag comes in as Terran Moses gets the handoff. Actually, the ball came loose, and Moses got the recovery. And he ran to the left, swept to the left side, and then got knocked out of bounds late, if that's what that call is.
I don't know about that, because he just had a hand on him, kind of drug him down with an arm. It wasn't like he slung him or hammered him.
And Garrett Willis is on the field, down. Looks like it's a cramp.
Here's the call, Adam.
Let's see what Kevin Lynch has to say.
Dead ball.
Dead ball, personal foul against Nolwata. That's huge. That is huge because that's, first of all, an automatic first down. First and goal at maybe half the distance.
That should be. Dadgummit.
And meanwhile, now the concern is Garrett Willis. It so might be just a cramp, though. And
this should take it to what, about the four? Three and a half?
They spot the ball at the five.
Okay.
Just inside the five.
So it amounts to about a 3-yard penalty. And I think if they've stopped play, Willis is going to have to go to the sideline.
Well, they're going to have to bring their backup. And
now, early on, we saw River Simon, a 5'10 freshman, running some plays in the pregame. Ironmen are still over on their huddle on the sideline. All I can say is it must have been a late hit out of bounds, Adam. That's my best guess. Who have you got at quarterback? Can you see?
Looks like this is maybe a Wildcat formation.
You're right.
It's a Wildcat, and Daylon McWaters is now under center on a shotgun. No, it's not. It's Ryan Cloud, the backup, under center on first and goal from the five. Handoff is McWaters, and he's going to run easy. Touchdown, Vian. There is a flag on the play, and it may come back.
Yeah, someone in the press box said holding on Vian. That'd sure be nice.
I still haven't had an indication yet.
No, they're, look
there
like
is
they're
a flag on the play. Yeah, it's going to come back.
Ironmen are clapping.
Chop block against Vian. Wow.
Huge.
Huge penalty.
Well, that erases a touchdown.
Sure does.
It'll come back to the 20-yard line.
That's a 15-yarder, isn't it?
It sure is. And they marked it from the spot of the foul, I guess, which was
the
four.
Spot of the foul, so it's at the 19.
So 14, basically a 14-yard penalty.
So it'll be first and goal now from the 19-yard line. Again, the scoreboard is off, so we don't know how much time there is left. That's why we need a sideline guy.
Exactly.
Under center.
Holler at Trey.
Yeah, holler at Trey. And a sweep to Moses. Moses, oh. And the ball comes loose. And no one, I think, has picked it up. Let's see. No, it's not.
Wyatt Sanders may have. No, Moses got back on it before
Moses
Wyatt.
Got it back in there.
My goodness. Loss of four and almost lost the ball.
Oh, holy cow. That could have been a huge play there for the Ironmen.
Second fumble of this drive, or of this half by Vian, they've been able to get back. Well, let's see. Now they
back it up at the 24? Actually, in between the 23 and the 24. So second and goal in it.
How about those Ironman fans? You hear them rising up. We've got a second down and quarter mile, and the Ironman fans are coming to life.
Cloud under center. Handoff is McWaters, runs to the middle, spins around to the 20 to the 19-yard line. A flag on the play again. So we'll see about this flag here. This may come back. And now one of the linesmen now talking to McWaters here very quickly, just calming him down a little bit.
Well, you know, that's what those sidelines are for. If a kid wants to keep going, he can just chatter all he wants to over on the sideline and be quiet.
Personal foul, face mask, against Nolwata. Jiminy.
So that goes on after the run of the 4 yards.
Again, you're shooting yourselves in the foot. And now you're back to the five where it's now
first and goal.
First and goal.
Second
Actually,
down.
It's going to be second and goal from the five.
Ten. Nine or ten.
Okay.
Nope.
It's
a, no. They've, yeah, it's
no, it
nine.
Is at the ten. My bad.
Okay.
Second and goal from inside the 10-yard line. Under center and is Ryan Clown, the backup quarterback. Hand off McGuire. Boom, down he goes at the 12-yard line, and you can smell that Ironman defense just smashing McWaters down there. What a perfect read there by that front four, that Ironman defense.
That was led by Petey Knight. He was the first Ironman in there to make contact. That was a great, great play by the Ironman defense. We need a little more of that right now. Need to get some defensive juices flowing.
Well, now you're looking at third and goal from inside the 12-yard line. That's where Vian has to go to score the full length game, a touchdown here of the game.
Tried the hard count right there in a cloud, and it didn't work, and I think we're going to maybe have a timeout.
No, we got a flag on the play, and that's false start against
Vian. Yeah, the wideout, Kyle England, kind of did a little juke with his head on the hard count, and that's going to bring him back five more yards. So it fooled their own player that time.
Now you're looking at third and goal from the 17-yard line. What a ball game here, fans. No score between Nowata and Vian. Don't know how much time there's left because the scoreboard has gone blank because apparently the electrical box is hot. So now you're looking at third and goal from the 17-yard line. What a weird game that has been. Hand off. And it's going to be down at the 10-yard line. Looks like that was
McWaters. McWaters with the ball. Oh, I'm sorry, Jackson Strong. Oh, Jackson Straw on the tackle.
Straw on the tackle. Looked like it was McWaters there on the carry. And now you're looking at fourth and goal from inside the 11-yard line.
Well, the Ironman defense.
You got a dive from defense. Needs to come up a play here, and this has to be it here.
Tell you what, this has been an exciting drive or stalled drive. Even with the lights out, it was fun.
Three wide receivers, two on the right, one on the left. Fourth and goal from the 11. Handle, actually play faction. Cloud throws, passes caught at the 10, to the 5, down to the 4-yard line, and will not make the end zone, and Nowata is going to have the ball back. I think that it was Petey Knight that made the stop there. But what a job defensively by the Ironman.
Wow. I never did see who caught that ball.
Which Vian started this half from their own 49-yard line, and they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 plays. And now first and 10 for Nowata. Looks like inside the 5. Handoff. And it's going to be Wyatt Sanders. Boy, he almost got tackled at his own end zone. But somehow he spins around and gets back to the original yard of scrimmage.
Just put up a huge fight to get back to the 4 on that one.
Looks like no gain on the play. It'll be second and 10. What a ball game tonight, fans.
Wow.
That's all I got to say.
It's gotten exciting here in the last 15 minutes, hasn't it?
It has.
And we've got to be running out of third quarter because there's about 10 minutes to play when everything went dead.
So second and 10 now from Nowata's 4-yard line. Under center, Cody Smith. Man in motion. Handoff Terrell Collins. Big hole to the 10, to the 15, and he scampers at the 16-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down.
Yeah, and he's excited about it, too. Great run. He got a little pep in his step right now.
That's a 12-yard gain for the junior tailback, Terrell Collins.
Couldn't come at a better time. Now he just needs to break one to the end zone. Ethan Foster comes in with a play for the Ironman from the sideline. Tell you what, it's been a slugfest. Each team trying to knock the other one out in this third quarter, and it's just the defense to just keep taking punches.
First and 10 from Nowata's 16-yard line. Handoff is Terrell Collins. Big haul to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and he's knocked down at the 37-yard line. Again, a huge run there by Terrell Collins. Enough for an Ironman first down.
Wow, that's great. Unofficially, Adam, we've got Terrell with 11 carries and 88 yards on the night.
That has to be a 21-yard pickup for Terrell Collins.
I gave him 22 just because he rolled real well to him.
Okay. That'll be fine.
Style points, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you feel much better about this drive now that we're not looking down the barrel of our own goalpost.
First and 10 from Nowata's 37-yard line. Pitch to Sanders.
He's got
runs to the right to the 40 and is tripped down to the 43-yard line. And a nice trip tackle there. Can't see who that was, but again, a nice saving tackle there by the Vian defense. Looks like Willis, I think, back in the game there, makes that tackle.
You're right. Willis is back in the game. That's good news for Wolverine fans. He's the starting quarterback, and Cloud engineered the end of that last drive that ended in downs inside the Ironman 5.
That'll be second and 3 from the 44-yard line. This is Nowata's first possession here in the second half. Two wide receivers, one on each end. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Hand off. And it's going to be
Collins
down the middle to Vian territory to the 45-yard line.
Another 11 yards.
Another first down for Nowata. Remember, Nowata started from their own 4-yard line, and right now they're going to that teeth of that Vian defense.
I tell you, it seems like Terrell gets stronger as the game goes on. We've got an interior lineman, Josh Boland, has checked back into the game to try to beef up the Wolverine defensive front line. Didn't get the number of the young man who went out, but they got some good size on that interior of the Wolverines.
Sanders now lines up to the right side as a wideout. A receiver on each end. First and 10, shotgun formation from the 45. Handout to Terrell Collins. He sweeps to the middle to the 40 and scoops, breaks one tackle and down at the 37-yard line. So another 8-yard gain for the junior tailback, Terrell Collins.
And I've got him at over 100 yards now for the night. 107 yards on 13 carries for the junior Terrell Collins. Now he's going to come out holding his shoulder like he may have a stinger.
And we got official topics to play. Do we have a timeout or is that the end of the quarter?
Yep, end of the third quarter, I believe it is. He's got the ball in his hand. Hold it in the air so we know.
Hold in the air, and we need to know that.
And they're moving the chains. So, hey, Adam, I think that's the end of the third
quarter.
That
is the end of the third quarter, and we have no score between Nowata and Vian. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country, K-Rig. Welcome back here to Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium.
Don't talk in your mouth.
I've had a piece of pizza in my mouth.
Second and 2 for the Ironman.
From the 37-yard line, the ball high snap, and Smith has to sit on it at the 42-yard line.
Loss of about 4 on that. Dadgummit.
Now you're looking at third and about, well, it was at the 43, so you lost 6, so it's now 3rd and 9. We're just starting the fourth quarter again. The officials are keeping the time on the field. The scoreboard not functionable tonight after they turned us off for a little bit. We only lost 2 plays.
Oops, wrong breaker.
3rd and 9 from the 43. Now Wyatt Sanders spins around and gains a yard to the 42. Now you're looking at 4th and 8.
Yeah, he did well to get a yard out of that. Shelton Skaggs was standing there to make the tackle in the backfield, and Wyatt was able to spin away and get back across the line of scrimmage. And as you said, bring up Fourth down and about seven for the Ironmen.
Keep in mind that this drive that started from their Nowata's own 4-yard line, they have all been running plays.
Well,
now you're looking at fourth and eight from the 42. Now what call do you play here? You got two wide receivers now to the right side, and we may see a pooch kick here by Cody Smith.
I think you're right. I'd kick it to the left. There's nobody over
there.
There's
a snap, and not a good kick at all by Cody Smith. That goes out of bounds at the 26-yard line.
That looked like one of my tee shots.
Yeah, it is.
Shanked it.
So Vianne will have the ball for the second time in this half after having a 15-play drive to go Zippo. They'll start it from their own 30-yard line. Again, we're just underway here in the fourth quarter. Adam Hooper, Tim Howell, Dave Waddell back in studios doing a great job as always.
And a dead clock. And what?
They're going to start that from their own 29 now, first and 10. From Vianne's 29-yard line.
Garrett Willis back in at quarterback.
Willis now, he's going to keep it. He runs to the right, to the 30, and he's down at the 37-yard line. So a nice run there by Garrett Willis. A little short of the first down, about a couple of yards.
Yeah, Tylan Liddell came from his linebacker position and chased him down. Petey Knight was giving chase but couldn't catch up with him. And it's going to, as you said, second and short for the Vianne Wolverines.
It'll be about the 37-yard line. It'll be second and two.
Ironman defense need a turnover right here.
Garrett Willis again under center for the Wolverines. He has McWaters along with him. Receiver on the right side. Handoff is McWilliams. He's not going anywhere. He's down at the 32-yard line. He's met up by three Ironman players. And guess who was there first of all? Jacob Barnes.
Kind of had a bear hug on him. Just kind of suplexed him to the ground. Yeah, they're going to give him some forward momentum, but
He lost a yard.
Yes, he did, but I thought he lost more, actually.
Me too.
Of course, you know, I might be a little prejudiced. I'm an Ironman fan, so. Big third down and short here.
Third and six from the 36-yard line. Don't want Ironman fans on there getting louder here. Third and three. Handoff to McWaters, and he's not going anywhere. He's going to be short of the first down. Actually, it's not McWaters. It's Ryan Cloud. And we're now looking at about fourth down. He may have.
Looks like Matthew Holland led that defensive charge for the Ironman, and I don't think he got anything.
No, I don't think he did. It should be fourth and three from the 30, about 3 yards. And it looks like the punting unit is going to come in for Vianne.
Well, I think this is a good call. You don't give the Ironman a short field to work with. The defense have been doing it for you all night, so kick it away and let your defense work again.
Chris Logan back to punt. The snap. It's up a high kick. Nice punt. And the ball's going to get away, going to get a buy-in bounce to the 23-yard line.
That's a nice punt. Got a good roll.
So that is where the Ironmen will start. They have 73 yards to go.
72? I don't know.
What do you know?
Looks like 77 yards to go. How's
first
that?
First and 10 from the 23-yard line. Again, underway here in the fourth quarter. No score between Nowata and Vianne in this defensive battle. Under center is Cody Smith. He lines up in the shotgun formation. Going back to pass. Scoop pass is caught by Sanders to the 30. Actually, not the 30, only to the 24-yard line. He may have gained a yard, and that's it. So it'll be second and nine.
Yeah, he just kind of dumped that off. But everybody downfield was well covered by the secondary of the Wolverines. So he checked down to his safety receiver, dumped it off to Wyatt Sanders, picks up one, second and nine. And I wish we knew how much time was left.
I know. Darn that electrical box.
Well, give us an egg timer or anything. Maybe Kevin will let me put one on my new expense account.
Probably would. Yeah. You know what your expense account is?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a nice round number.
Nice round number.
Here we go.
Second and nine from the 24-yard line. Handoff is Terrell Collins, and he's not going to get away. He's going to lose the yardage about a couple of yards. He's back to the 25-yard line. Ryan Cloud was the first to get him. And now you're looking at about third.
And 12 or 13.
Something yep. like that.
Mark it right this side of the 20-yard line, and he's got to go to the
so the 21.
33. It's a
actually,
long
right at the 20, just inside the 20. So you're looking at third and 13. As you said, it got to get to the 33 for the first down. So what do you do if you're the Ironman?
Well, I think you'd like to have a good pass play here, but need to keep the defense off our quarterback.
Under center, Cody Smith, shotgun formation. And off is Terrell Collins, and he gains maybe two, scampers to the middle to the 22-yard line, but again, well short of the first down. And just like Vian, know what it looks like. They're going to punt the ball away and try to get some field position here.
Yeah, I think Terrell stepped on one of his offensive linemen's feet and twisted his ankle. He never got going on that. It looks like he's down on the ground. And I think it's probably those pesky cramps again.
What is it to cure cramps? What do you drink?
Pickle juice.
Pickle juice. I never had pickle juice. But, yeah, it's you got to get these athletes – lubed up, get them ready to go. Yeah, I mean, the weather has been fantastic for football, but it's still a little bit on the humid side. You got to get everybody hydrated.
Well, hopefully Cody Smith will get a good foot on this one here.
Back to receive, I believe, is Trinity Teehee.
I believe that's Moses, that little speedy guy, yeah. He's a nightmare.
Here's a snap. High kick there. Good punt there by Cody Smith. And it's actually it is Moses, as you said. He runs to the left, to the 50, to the 45-yard line. So Vian gets pretty good field position from Nowata's 45. Again, we're in the fourth quarter. Again, the officials are keeping the time on the field.
So, yes, fans, it is a secret. We have no idea.
It is a secret because, and then I'm telling you the truth.
He said, what, 10? Oh, 9.5 minutes, is that what he said? He held up 9 fingers and chopped his hand. 9? Okay.
9 looks like, okay. Willis under center, hands it off to McWaters. Now it's actually a quarterback keeper, runs to the right to the 40, spins around to the 36-yard line. A nice fake, though, by me. And but Garrett Willis there on the quarterback keeper and just short of the first down.
Yeah, he faked me out. I thought that he had handed that rascal off to McWaters, and we had McWaters for a 2-yard gain, and I look up, and there goes Willis.
We're going to have a timeout called by Nowata. So timeout, Nowata. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. And no score between Nowata and Vian. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Now third and inches from Vian from Nowata's 35. Handoff is to McWaters, and he gets a first down. On the last play that you missed, it was second and one, and Nowata's defense stopped Vian and made it third and short. And that running play now is a first and 10 for Vian from Nowata's 30-yard line. And they're going to do a no huddle here as time becoming short. Handoff McWaters and down at about the 29-yard line.
Looks like Petey Knight and Owens in there on the stop for the Ironman on that play. Gain of about a yard.
So it'll be second and 9 from the 29-yard line. Again, we're in the fourth quarter, and we have no score.
Or scoreboard.
Yeah. Scoreless scoreboard.
Well, like I said, they turned it off because the teams weren't using it, so.
Why not? It's like practice. Second and 9 from the 29-yard line in Nowatus territory. A receiver to the right side. Man in motion. They're going to pitch it to Moses. He scampers to the right side to the 25, and that's where he stopped.
Man, you just hold your breath every time he touches the ball.
Boy, he's a speedster, isn't he?
He is. He's shifty.
He can really explode in a hurry.
They just kind of pitch him that ball deep in the backfield and kind of let him pick and choose where to go. And makes the right decision a lot of times.
It's going to be third down.
About
4 yards from the 25-yard line. They got to get to the 20 for the first down.
I just got what to say. Watch the hard count.
Watch that hard count, and that's exactly what they did. Offsides against Noah.
Dadgummit, another first. That's 3 first downs because of that hard count. That's the 11th penalty against the Ironman on the night for 80 yards, and that's the 5th offsides. Jiminy.
Now it's going to be first and 10 from Nowatus' 20-yard line.
I couldn't get it out of my mouth. I was just going to say, watch that hard count.
They read your mind. Handoff is to McWaters, and he scampers to the 18-yard line. Met up by a couple of Ironman players, including Jackson Straw. A gain of 2 on the play makes it second and 8 from the 18-yard line. And can't see how much time there is left.
Where are you
Kevin
looking?
Lynch needs to have a bigger hand and say how much time is there left. Under center again is a handoff is Moses. He runs to the right, has a hole to the 15, to the 10, and he's busted out of bounds at the 5-yard line. And then now we got a little scuffle going on between Nowatus and Vianne, and looks like the official's doing a great job of clearing that out. But more importantly, it is first and goal for the Wolverines. They're going to say about the 6-yard line. Thank you, Clint Hallett. I got to give him a hard time. Oh, Clint Hallett, the longtime PA announcer here for Nowatus. Under center again is Willis. First and goal from the 6. You got to watch that hard count if you're the Ironman defense.
And
now we're going to have a timeout called. I think Vian has called a timeout. So timeout Wolverines. I believe that is their second timeout.
I think I've got their first.
Their first timeout?
This half, yeah.
Okay.
Ironman have used one as well.
Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. Rocky Top Energy, Nowatus Can, Arvest Bank of Nowatus, Jane Phillips of Nowatus, Green Country Medical, Regent Bank, Tri-County Technology Center, and by Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck.
Well, we're going to see what the Ironman defense are made out of right here, Adam. First and goal at their own 6-yard line. They've met every challenge to this point in the game.
I think this is the biggest challenge of this game, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Late in the fourth quarter.
See, there's Wyatt Sanders, Matthew Holland, Ethan Foster, Jacob Owens, Petey Knight. 2.5 minutes to play. Jackson Straw.
2.5 minutes to go in the game.
Tylen Liddell. Terrell Collins. That's just about all the defense, right? And Archie Agnew.
First and goal from Nowatus' 6-yard line. Full package ball. Rotation. Ball. The ball is loose. And I think Nowatus has picked it up.
Right.
They have. Holy cow. Nowatus. And now we got a late flag coming. Let's see about the flag. But there is a turnover there. And Nowatus has picked it up. But let's see about the flag. That may be after the play was over.
Huge, huge play. We get an Ironman down. I think the quarterback just dropped that when he pulled away from center, Adam.
That was a bad snap. There is an Ironman player down on the field about the 5.
Looks like they're working on cramps there. I'm interested to see what this yellow flag is going to be here. Boy, a 15-yarder against Vianne to really get us out of a hole. Tylan Lydell's clapping.
Personal foul against Lyon.
Yeah,
personal foul against Dulwater. The penalties will offset, but the turnover will count. It will be first and 10 for the Ironmen. But more importantly, a turnover for Lyon. And how huge can that be late in this game?
There's a little over 2 minutes to play, and the Ironmen have two timeouts. And the ball looks like it's at about the... Yeah, they're still moving the sticks across the way.
Looks like that Ethan Foster was
the wait a minute. Look at the... Get the sticks back here. They had us at a first and 15. That's not right.
Now, it should... Penalties are offset.
Yeah, first and 10 at the 10. Or at the 11, I
think. First and 10 at the 11 in Nolwata's territory. I believe Ethan Foster was the...
They moved it up to the 12 now. They were making yards. Just keep going,
they
guys.
Are. They're making me work hard. Under center again, Cody Smith on a shotgun formation. Hand off Terrell Collins.
Come on,
he
baby.
Runs to the middle to the 20, and he skips to the 25-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down. But what a night on a starting debut for Terrell Collins. He has gained over 100 yards rushing.
Got it right at 118 now.
Gain of 13 on the play. That'll make it first and 10 from the Ironman 25. Again, about 2 minutes to go in the final period. No score between Nolwata and Vianne. Hand off again, Collins. He scampers to the 30, to the 31-yard line.
You know, had he cut that out, he might have had a big gain. Tuck that back in. 7 yards, second down.
It'll be second and 4 from the 31. Ethan Foster back in the lineup for Nolwata after getting shaken up just a little bit. Looking at about just under 2 minutes to go in the game. Cody Smith under center, shotgun formation. Can't play action. Smith, now he'll run to the right, keeps the ball, breaks one tackle to the 35, knocked out of bounds at the 37, but should have enough for a first down.
Yes, sir, he did.
He thought about passing, nobody was open, and decides to take it to his own hands and gives the Ironman a first down.
Well, I don't know if it's the routes that we're running and or what, but I tell you what, the defensive backs for the Vianne Wolverines have been all over our receiver tonight.
1:18 left in the game. Thank you to Mr. Brock who telling us that. Two wide receivers now to the left side. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. This is a time that Nolwata should score, but they've got a long way to go.
A short time
hand
to get there.
Handoff is Terrell Collins. Sweeps to the left, to the 40, to the 45, and he's tripped up at the 48-yard line. Depending on the spot, he should have enough for a first down.
He looks like he's on that side of the stick, so I think we're going to... Yes, got it.
It'll be a first down. So a gain of 11 on the play makes it first and 10. And again, don't want to move in the ball. Around a minute to go in the game. 1 minute to go. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Handoff is Terrell Collins. Sweeps to the right to the 50 and Wolverine territory to the 48-yard line. A gain of 4, and I believe Nolwata will call a timeout.
You are correct. That's their second.
So Nolwata is down to their final timeout. They have one timeout left, I think. Vianne has two. Is that right?
Yes. Correct.
What a ball game we have here, fans.
Just got a text from Kevin Potter, and he says, we need a good night, Nolwata.
Well, we need one.
We're working on one.
We're working on one, Kevin. Well, what a ball game to begin the 2015 campaign.
Wow.
Both teams evenly matched. No score. The scoreboard is off. They're working on that.
Man, we were in the dark for a couple of plays. I mean, we're in the dark a lot, but I mean, we're in the physical dark for a couple of plays. Hats off to Todd Brock in there giving us the time. I didn't know Todd could tell time.
I didn't know he could either. Well, if you're the Ironman, I think what do you do here? I mean, you've got 48 yards to go, under a minute to go.
You know, the passing game.
The passing game's been okay, but it's been the running game has been very good.
If you can get Collins on the perimeter, they've been running between the tackles. You get him on the perimeter, maybe outrun some guys. Or Wyatt Sanders. Now they're going to send him to the slot.
Two wide receivers to the left side, second and eight from the 48. And
sweet.
It's going to be a play. It's actually Collins. He breaks one tackle to the 40, down at the 30-yard line. Boy, he saw a seam right down the middle, and that's enough for an Ironman first down.
Wow.
They're going to spot the ball at the 30-yard line.
Unofficially, I've got him with 156 yards on 20 carries, Adam.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Two wide receivers to the right. Play action. Cody Smith, he's going to throw it to the right.
There's
a man open. Caught. Good night, Nowater. Touchdown, Ironman. That is Wyatt Sanders on a 30-yard pass to the right side. And Nowater takes the lead with under a minute to go in the game. What a play action fake there by Cody Smith. So Wyatt Sanders wide open. And Nowata strikes first for the first time in this game.
And they forgot about Wyatt Sanders. There was nobody on him. And Cody Smith delivered a strike. And the Ironmen have a great lead. That's great. 6-0 with, what do you think, 30 seconds, 40 seconds?
Yeah, about 30 seconds to go. And now do you go for the extra point? And I think they do. It is going to be T.J. Donaldson to attempt the extra point. The freshman play. Here's a snap, the hold, and it's partially blocked. But I think that Vian moved. I thought they moved early.
Apparently not.
So the kick is no good. Timeout on the field. 24 seconds to go in the game. No one to Ironman 6.
Wow.
And Vian nothing.
Wow. How about a little Ironman magic to start the season?
And we just saw it there.
You know what? I don't think I kick it to Moses. I kick it to, I don't know, any of the other guys from the Old Testament. I wouldn't kick it to Moses.
Probably that's a good idea. Don't even kick it to Moses. That drive started from no one is 12. Seven plays,
yeah.
88 yards.
That's great.
After a buy-in turnover. As they were trying to score on the other end.
First and goal at the 6, was
it
not?
First and goal from the 6.
Fumbled the snap. Senior quarterback drops it on the ground. And the Ironmen make the recovery. And, wow, what a drive. And what a good feeling that Cody Smith has to have in his first start as an Ironman quarterback to have this late drive and score at the very end here. And it be a touchdown pass after kind of struggling off and on with the passing game tonight.
Looks like that Jacob Barnes will kick things off here for Nowata. This is, I think, an important kickoff here for Nowata and the special teams.
Well, I think you kick it over there to 23, Mr. Trinity Teehee. I don't know how fast he is, but
he's quick.
I don't kick it to this guy right here, number 20. He's just too shifty.
That's Terran Moses. Here's a kick, and that's going to go on.
What was that?
A squid kick that didn't work, and it's caught by Cody Smith from the 45 in Vian's territory.
We're going to mark it at Nowata's 46. That was, I don't know
that,
about that.
I don't know about that kick here. But I think that Nowata has confidence in their defense. And now the crowd is on its feet.
Well, if
it's 24 seconds to go.
If it's any consolation, fans, Garrett Willis is 0-for-4 passing. The only pass completed was an 8-yarder from Rain Cloud to Bodie Van in the third quarter whenever he came in for to relieve Willis. So
here we go. First and 10 from Nowata's 46-yard line. Willis under center. A receiver to the right side. They got a man in motion. Play action. Willis. Now he scrambles to the right side, and he's tackled from behind to the 45-yard line. And the clock will stop. Actually, the officials will stop it, and Bayan will call a timeout.
They've got one left.
They have one timeout left. We're looking at under 20 seconds to go.
Wow.
22 seconds to go.
22 seconds.
So Bayan has called their second timeout with 22 seconds to go. It'll be second and eight. Actually, it'll be second and nine from the 45-yard line in Nowata's territory. Again, Nowata on top, 6-0. If you're just joining us, Nowata scored the only touchdown in the game with under 30 seconds to go on a Wyatt Sanders 30-yard touchdown pass from Cody Smith. The point after was blocked, and it's 6-0 Nowata. And it's really been all defense since.
Tell you what, if this is any indication how our season's going to be, we're going to have a fun ride.
We're going to, I think so. Now Vian has two wide receivers to the left with second and nine from Nowata's 45-yard line. Willis now play action pass. Willis now goes around. He's still scrambling. Scrambling, and he's not going anywhere.
Ball.
And the ball is loose. And
Ironman, I think have
no, and Nowata has the ball. And that's going to probably be the ball game, fans. What a defensive stop there. Looks like Ethan, I'm trying to think who had the fumble. Looked like Ethan Foster and Wyatt Sanders was in the area. It's going to be Jackson Straw who got the recovery.
Jacob Barnes.
And that is Vian's third turnover of the game, and how huge is that? And Nowata will have the ball
in
their own 50-yard line, and they'll just take a knee here.
Bayan does have one timeout. They can stop the clock one time.
So it looks like a victory formation here for Cody Smith. We're under 20 seconds to go. There's a knee there. And I don't think the clock, they're going to not call a timeout, and the game is going to be over. And Nowata, what a way to start the year as they defeat the Bayan Wolverines 6-0. 6-0, Nowata picks up the win to start the 2015 campaign. We will come back and we will wrap this game up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country, KRIG.